Blog Talk Radio.
Singer. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Okay. You know, I always do stuff about my music, and you know, you heard my music. It's out there for you to enjoy. I'm Dove Knight. This is a podcaster. I'm a recording artist. I'm an actor. I'm a book author. I'm a graphic artist. I'm a jack of all trades. But I wanted to talk. I wanted to do something different in music department. You know, I told you about the struggles of my life, overcoming so much. And my early upbringing was not very great. The limitations, not being recognized, not having a normal life, you know. People had went, you know, prom and dated and had a first car. I didn't have none of that. So, and being harassed and bad experiences, big trauma, crime. You know, because initially I was a child, I was intellectual, you know. I was like, okay, I dreamed to be a Harvard when I was a small teenager, like 13, because I was told that. And then, well, actually, I had so much trauma. I didn't do well in school, and it just eroded my concentration, my life. As I got into teenagehood, it was so bad. It was worse, and it just like a tornado just changed, and I, you know, became an artist because of it, you know. It was because of the bad experiences, and I was writing sad but meaningful music. But I did not know that while I had this aspiration to come into Hollywood to be an artist, I was so damaged. But I didn't know that there were other artists who were writing similar or in similar situations. Because, you know, I was homeless. I ain't have no TV in 1991, 92. No MTV. I'm talking about grunge. Some of my music is very similar. Of course, I evolved from that. I'm now, I sing pop and much, you know. Took me a lot of, I had to heal up a lot. And, you know, I'm still healing from all those horrific experiences. But grunge is like, I discovered that in 94, 95, probably toward the end of it after with the unfortunate tragedy of Kurt Cobain, you know, I was like, God, I write to sell similar, sad but meaningful music. I can relate to those guys, literally, you know, like Jeremy. You know, Jeremy, as I found out, was a true story about someone who shot themselves in a class or have problems with their family or, you know, targeted by other children or whatever. And I felt I can, you know, the true story was there was somebody who killed themselves, unfortunately, tragically. And grunge had that darkness about writing about really deep stuff. In my life, I felt like I was Jeremy because I was a graphic artist when I was a child. And I went to school and I was always teased and laughed at. I was laughed at. I was such an outcast when I was a child. I couldn't concentrate on my studies. I felt like I just didn't fit in. And I wanted to kill myself, but I'm glad I didn't. And I'm glad I'm still alive. So I felt like that when I was going to school, like an outcast, an outsider. And there was problems at home, and there was problems outside. So everywhere there was a problem. And I just did what I had to survive. I didn't know how to express myself. Some people, unfortunately, had called me Jeremy. But I suffered a lot, you know. I was scarred up for all the kids teasing me, but I got over it as I get older, you know. But I was really messed up. It wasn't just that. I went through all kinds of abuse and neglect, and I just wasn't recognized. I was seen, you know, not, you know, people didn't care for me or misinterpreted me. So I was a lost child. So I got into rock music and Jeremy. You know, I've written a song, so many songs similar. You know, my first recordings, you know, which I released, you know. But it was, mine was like way deeper, you know, way deeper. But I'm glad I healed a lot. Then there was like, you know, listening, you know, at the same time, Smashing Pumpkins, you know, one song was just, I couldn't believe the songs. I didn't know about grunge, but I could relate because I was in the same age group, Generation X, Troubled, you know, and I was so young going for my dream, and these guys made it and I didn't. I got rejected by all the record companies. But here's another one. You know, I felt, you know, it was like I was going through so many problems. Even when I came to Hollywood, I'm glad I healed, but I was writing songs on my own, you know, about trauma and stuff, and so I went through a lot of abuse, you know. Like, the killer in me is the killer in you, because I tried to kill myself, and I'm glad I survived it. I want to tell everybody, do not commit suicide. And the reason is I have so much, overcome so much, that it was like so much that I dealt with. In my own life, you know, my own songs, I felt, when I wrote my songs, I had no idea about much. Here's some of my own sad but meaningful music. Like, you know, like outcast, because I felt like an outcast with the world, you know. And I did this a while back because I was going through things, you know, mentally I had to heal. And it wasn't just about healing and trying to heal. It's important for me to be positive, you know, because you have to, you know, but I was just talking about how much grunge and my songs were, some of my songs were still somewhat, and the objectivity in my music, because like this one. So that was a song about feeling alienated, you know, outcast from the world, shunned, you know. And I know that that was, you know, it's similar to grunge in some ways. I written that in a suitcase. I was just writing lyrics. I was like homeless and no place to live and shunned from the world. I'm glad I don't feel that now, but back in those days, ooh, a teenager, and nowhere to live. So it was a really crummy experience. So that's my song. But grunge was such, I mean, when I heard it toward the middle part, because I was like amazed when I heard. Because Nirvana, you know, I thought had songs that I could really relate to. You know, some of the songs were so amazing, you know. You know, grunge, sad thing is that, you know, the sad and meaningful thing was because I think there was a lot of problems. Drug, alcohol abuse, child abuse, trauma, all kinds of things that were going on at the time. And I felt so alone in the world. And I was writing about my struggles. So, I, you know, these songs were out when I was came to Hollywood and no one gave a damn. But, you know, sad but meaningful for music. I knew I was a different, you know, I was a rock and roller. I was a singer-songwriter aspiring. And I had to evolve as a songwriter because I am glad that I evolved to be healthier and I stayed alive to be healthy. But at the time, it was just such, like, pain of what I experienced because I didn't realize I felt like I was the only one in the world writing sad but meaningful music and no one even cared. But I wasn't. I guess like, God, it was not as similar, but sad but meaningful. So, but I'm glad I write pop music now and I write, and, you know, rock, pop. I'm into R&B. I'm into a lot of things, so I'm healthier. So I am glad to be healthy now. But in those days, I had to find my way because I lost it. When I was a teenager, and several years just went down the drain. It cost me a lot of, you know, perhaps in a way I didn't really have a childhood. But I'm glad I at least stayed alive to heal and try to be as good as a person I can. But in those days, I was, you know, lost, but I was a struggling artist. But all that pain growing up was the reason why I went through a lot. So, you know, like another one, like Nirvana has some song like this one, which I feel like sometimes, you know.
I'm not like you. Back in town, the sun is gone. I have a light, the day is young. Start having fun, I think I'm dumb. People just happy. People just happy. People just happy.
You know, I'm glad I survived, you know, to heal, you know. I had to go to therapy because I went through a lot. But it was just an evolving process to stay, to become positive. And it still is, you know, because I went through so much. I want to tell you, my life has been too hard. Here's my own, here's another song that I released before. It was so sad. But I had to release it because I was going through a lot of pain. It's called Trauma. That song was rejected by a rock label, an alternative label. You know, it was like, maybe it was just too sad. It wasn't, maybe they didn't like it. But similar to the, you know, grunge. Some people say my songs were just too, way more sadder than them. Well, I don't know about that. But if you listen to songs like this,
hey,
You know, I am glad that I didn't get on drugs and I didn't do self-destructive things, even though I was so messed up, but I'm glad I survived. It's important that people to know that if you're having a hard time and you feel like, you know, stuck, that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and always look for a way out, to be positive. I'm just talking about what I experienced, you know, some of the struggles I went through as a teenager coming to Hollywood to be a star, and I was so troubled with all the abuse and turmoil in my life, and trying to find my place in the world. But I didn't know about grunge, but I fit it perfectly with the grunge movement. Sad but meaningful music. And, you know, I am well. You know, I had to be positive. But in those days, it's just the involvement, because rock, I was attracted to the rock and roll attracted to me, and I wanted to scream and sing. I actually started listening to Guns N' Roses, and I love that song. While it's not grunge, I felt it was like alienated from the world, you know, out to get me. But, you know, this is not grunge, but, you know, you can, they call it, you know, it's just, I felt like the world was out to get me. And that was hard rock, regular hard rock. But grunge, while it wasn't grunge, it was just so callous, and then I just, you know, I had to sing, I had to scream. I didn't care how I sang. And the truth is, my voice developed, but I was just trying to scream out my demons from too much trauma. The trauma just engulfed me, and I had to be set free of it. And the way to be set free of it at that age was to sing a microphone and scream, and scream and scream and sing. Sing out whatever, you know, sing out the bad, you know, the good, sing out that sadness, and sing and sing and sing. And I did it because I had to feel better. And it doesn't matter how it sounded, just I had to sing. And then I had to sing. Then I had to sing. Then I had to sing. I wasn't thinking about his career. Then I had to sing again. Then I had to sing again. And then over like a year, like 2 years, like maybe I had to sing rock. I had to go. So it was time for me to go for a band. They didn't set me as the lead singer, but it was okay. Went to all the bands in my hometown, just singing. Because I had to sing sad but meaningful music. It just came out because I was so much sadness, so I had to sing. And trouble followed me, you know. No, I was no outlaw. I was not no outlaw. I was not doing anything illegal. I was just alienated because of my uniqueness and personality. So I don't know, somehow led me to L.A. to be a star, but to get away. I had to get away. And my first time, I just write those lyrics. Write and sing and sing. It doesn't matter how great, just sing. And I didn't know that some of the music that I was writing, you know, I mean, I was just paranoid, you know. You know, I was so paranoid of everything because I had suffered these which marks sort of from abuse and living on the street. So I think I'm paranoid, you know. And, you know, I was sad because I was only happy when it rains.
I'm only happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's cold.
Positive is to heal, to be positive. So if anybody is out there struggling, you know, at a young age or any age and feel negative, it's to be positive and heal thyself. You know, go to positive people, because positive people and positive situations will be positive possible. When I came to Hollywood, someone told me I had to go to child abuse groups, and I did. And I was a stepping stone. Because I was going through a lot of pain, and then I had to talk about all the stuff about abuse in my home, and not just abuse, but homelessness and adulthood and all kinds of stuff that was in my head to heal. So I had to heal. I had to be healthier. I had to be healthy because I didn't have a normal life. You know, the broken life that I had when at that age, I had to heal and try to make somebody and be a positive person, because I have a gift, and I'm a good human being, a great human being, and I deserve the best like anyone else. But at that time, I didn't see it. But what I did see is I wanted to be on the stage and scream. But, you know, that was what it was all about. So, you know, you can call me the punk rock, hard rock, you know, it's just, it was acting out. But I healed and healed slowly. But those songs you heard, you know, I did feel it. You know, I had to go through a lot. You know, I went through a lot. You know, those songs you heard, you know, I'm only happy when, you know, just going through a lot. You know, just trying to, you know, stay healthy. You know, like Kurt Cobain, and you know, and then, you know, there were other things. You know, there were like songs. You know, if you listen to these songs, you know, that's where my head was and my life was. It was so tragic. You know, I had so many obstacles. Like this song.
I am the girl you know can't look you in the eye. I am the girl you know so sick I cannot try. I am the one you want can't look you in the eye. I am the girl you know.
You know, it was really about feeling, you know, terrible about myself, because the world treated me bad. I was physical and emotional and sexual abuse. I mean, it just took a toll, but I'm still, you know, I had to heal. I should be talking about all this online, but this is a product of the passage, just to heal. I had to heal. I had to heal.
Skin makes me cry.
You know, I had to heal, you know. I had to heal. Then there were bands overseas, you know, I was just into, you know, it was just like, I had to heal. But I listened to it, it's like, that's how I felt. You know, it's like so much anger I had, but I had to heal and be happier and not be a right sad, meaningful music anymore. Because sadness just bring me down. I had to write positive, pop, rock, and so on. Pop singer I became, evolved. But, you know, at that time, I was like, listening to stuff like this and stuff. You know, I was trying to go into bands, you know, rock bands, and I had all that sad and meaningful music. I was, sometimes I got into bands and we were together briefly and I was dressed in costumes and we're ready to go out. Then it ends. They break up. Then I had to go solo and then find a band and then start writing lyrics, go to the studio. And it was a struggle. And I went to alternative rock label like Imago. They rejected me, you know, and it's like grunge was so popular, you know, the songs that I play, it was kind of similar in a way of sadness, you know. I had to get out that pain at that time. They are now. So that was my journey of that time of evolvement, coming out of Hollywood with this so much pain and damage, you know, from the abuse. But in spite of all, it wasn't me. It was just I had to heal and I had to be stronger as a person. Took me years, but I'm getting, you know, getting there just one day at a time and be healing and like myself as much as possible. And, you know, it was just when I talk about it, well, the reason why I bring this up is like, it's just something, you know, something different for my show, but also talk about it's just a healing process to be a better person, to like myself and be positive for the world. But then, because of struggles with employment and not getting into recording contract, and despite trying to do the best I can, I was called a loser. And I wasn't no loser, you know. They called me a loser.
Whatsoever I feel I have all to life, whatsoever I fall, we can
Soundgarden, it was just a period where I had to heal. And now I just want to say that grunge, I enjoy grunge because grunge was just a lot of people of that age group or that time or whoever was that time, wherever, felt alienated and, troubled or troubled by child abuse like me or troubled by being alienated or dealing with other people that were drug issues or whatever, that Generation X or whatever. And Kurt Cobain was the spokesman of that generation because he wrote all that stuff about those troubles. And I was not, I'm just doing this show because I was not into grunge at the time or aware of it, but my music was so similar when I was writing and on stage singing because, I no longer consider myself, damage. I consider myself a winner, healing, positive, because I want to live as long as possible and have, live in this world on a positive note. Because in spite of what happened to me, I went through a period of time, developed myself in music, and the music helped me. So I love all kinds of music, but that's where I was at one time for a period of time, a long period of time. And now I am doing very well, I'm doing very well because I want to say positivity is the way. And I really enjoy doing this show. And I want to say I really do want to be with you because I am a pop singer, a rock singer. I do it all. And I want to say before I go, I hope whatever's going on with you, everything will be okay. Be positive. And may all your wishes and dreams come true like I hope mine come true because we all deserve to be happy. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.
No more feeling bad. We have found love. I really want to give it a